Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy Halloween. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN in for Justin. Justin will be back at his regular time. Not tomorrow, because I think the Blackhawks play tomorrow. But Justin will be back. He just taking the night off to celebrate Halloween. I am happy to be here. We've been talking all things Halloween tonight, along with Cubs and everything else. And now we're going to, as we move into the final portion of the program, because Hamp will be and Kaz will be here after 10:30 to recap the Bears game, we turn things over to psychic phenomenon and a psychic medium, and author Laura Powers joins us on WGN. Laura, thanks for taking some time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Your latest book, A Supernatural Survival Guide, is out. People can get it on Amazon and everywhere else. When did you begin to realize that you had, I guess you don't call them powers, but sensitivity? Would that be a more accurate way to describe what's going on?
I would say sensitivities or psychic abilities is one way people commonly describe. Yeah, so ever since I was little, I've seen and sensed things that other people didn't, and I actually had some fears that maybe I had mental illness or I was crazy, which is something that a lot of psychics are concerned with, and it wasn't until a family friend described some things that I had seen, like a ghost, but never told anybody about, that it affirmed for me that it wasn't all in my head.
So now, how did it manifest itself? At first, you're a little kid, and you know, we all remember being a little kid. What happens to you to make you think, wow, something is, there's other things out there?
Well, I'm a clairvoyant, which means I see things that are not in the physical realm. So in my case, I actually saw things that, again, other people didn't see. So I would look at something and I'd notice that other people weren't responding. So I learned to pay attention to what others were noticing. And if they weren't reacting, then I didn't bring it up.
When you broke the news to your parents, how did they react?
You know, I talk a lot with parents, and I work with parents and children, and I encourage people not to assume that their children aren't sensing things if they don't talk about it, because, again, I was kind of scared. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't until college that I told my parents. And when I did, a lot of things made sense. Like, I had things that I would describe as night terrors, but they weren't. I was literally seeing psychic phenomenon. But, you know, all those things made sense once we understood it from the psychic perspective.
Do you remember the first thing you saw?
My first memory is actually of the other side. So in my case, my first thing I saw was even before I was born. So, of course, that's a pretty unusual experience. But I remember being on the other side right before I came into, you know, this particular body that I'm in now.
Wow. It would have to be very difficult for a child to be experiencing these things. In your experience with other clairvoyants and other psychics, is there a certain type of person that is more, I guess, susceptible to having these abilities than others, or does it not matter?
Well, I think you can have all different kinds of backgrounds, but I think people that are sensitive in other ways are often having abilities. So if you're emotionally sensitive, then you're likely having some other abilities also. In my case, I'm actually physically sensitive because there's an energy associated with, you know, even physical objects. So I have a lot of food sensitivities and allergies and things. So kids that, you know, have sensitivities overall are likely to have some kind of psychic gift.
Wow. And you talk a lot about angels.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, based on what you've said so far, that you've seen angels. What is your experience with angels and how they interact or how they are around us all the time?
Yeah, angels are amazing. They are divine beings of light, and their purpose is to help us here in our life and our life's missions here on Earth. And they're amazing. I didn't learn about angels, actually, first. What presented itself first to me was it was the dark. So I say that our minds, our lives, and our energy fields are very much like a garden. If you don't plant flowers, what shows up automatically are the weeds. So I had a lot of dark stuff showing up. And then once I got psychic training and I learned about angels and I invited them in, my life changed very dramatically and very quickly. So that's one thing I want everybody to know, that it's important to actually extend an invitation to your angels, invite them to help you, and then that gives them permission to intervene on your behalf. And they can do amazing things. So I work with them regularly. I have lots of stories about the incredible things they've done for me and for my my clients in my book, Angels, how to understand, recognize, and receive their guidance. There's just so much. I mean, if there's any one thing I could recommend to anybody who's listening, it's to literally just mentally or out loud, if you feel comfortable, invite your angels into your life right now.
Can you give us an example of how you've interacted with them or how they've helped you out?
Yeah, so they literally will sometimes step in when you're in need. So I was studying in Barcelona and was walking home late at night by myself, and I was lost, and, you know, I didn't have a phone that worked to call anybody, and I was lost, and I needed to get home. Obviously, I was getting a little nervous. Yeah. It was quite late in the morning. I asked my angels to help me, and then a couple blocks later, I saw a woman sitting on a bench, and it was very late at night. She was, it's not a bus stop or anything. She was just sitting there. So I asked her for help, and she, without really saying anything, just started directing me. She started walking, and I followed her, and I spoke limited Spanish, so I just asked her name. She told me her name was Estella, and then she walked me to my door, and I said thank you, and she didn't want anything, and she went away. And then it wasn't until I was literally falling asleep in my bed that I realized how strange it all was, and I had given her only my intersection, and she walked me all the way to my door, like she was walking in front of me. So that's an example. I really feel like that was an angel, and her name means star. I mean, it all just was, you know, so it literally, angels can appear in the form of a person, or they can give you guidance and assistance and sort of create a miraculous solution when you need it.
Well, I mentioned you were going to be on with us, Laura, and people started calling in because they wanted, as a psychic and a clairvoyant, they wanted to see if you could do a reading. And I wondered, yeah, you're on the phone and they're on the phone. How do you get, and again, the terminology is, how do you get signals or how do you get a feeling from somebody just by talking to them on the phone?
Sure. I actually see most of my clients over the phone or Skype. So in the energy world, there's kind of no distance. So it works the same for me in person as it does over the phone. So, yeah, it's quite simple, really. Basically, because I'm not connecting physically, I'm using my psychic senses, I can connect with anyone anywhere.
Okay, we have some people holding on. Can you hold on, and we'll let a couple people talk to you because they have some questions for you.
Sure.
All right, terrific. Laura Power is my guest. You can go to healingpowers.net to get all Laura's information, to order her books. You can get them on Amazon as well. Follow her on Twitter at @ThatLauraPowers and on Instagram, it's LauraPowers44. She's also on Facebook, Healing Powers. So we've got some people on the line. If you want to get a reading, we'll see if we can get them in before we got to make way for the football guys. 312-981-7200. It's WGN. Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Hampo being Cause coming up after 10:30. We want to get right back to it. Laura Powers is my guest. She is a psychic medium, a clairvoyant, and an author. Her latest book, Supernatural Survival Guide, is available now on Amazon. You can go to healingpowers.net to get all the information on Laura. Okay, Laura, as I mentioned to you, a lot of people, as soon as I said you were going to be here and you were willing to do some readings, have called in. So let me, we'll get them on and see who we've got. Ann wants to start out. Ann, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I have two quick questions. One is, I have two very dear people in my life that have passed, and I'm wondering if they have found peace, and then I'm wondering about my romantic life for the next year ahead.
Okay. All right. First, just checking in on the loved ones. I'm getting a yes on them, getting that they're connecting and waving to you from the other side. I'm sensing a man and a woman, so I'm not sure who in particular you were inquiring about, but that's from sensing a male and a female, both saying hello and wanting you to know that they are at peace.
Oh, that's great.
In terms of love life, let me look here. I'm getting kind of up and down in this area for you. Let me see if I can get some guidance from the angels and spirit guides for you in this area. Okay, I'm getting the message it's important for you to really take care of yourself. And though you do want, romantic love and for it to be a positive force for you, in order for this to come in a healthy way for you, it's important to do a lot of self-care and kind of put the focus back on yourself and what you want and need. And when you're in a good place, then you will automatically attract, the love that you want.
Okay.
How's that sound, Ann? Pretty good?
That sounds good, and I understand what she's saying. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Laura, let me ask, when you, just from a, you know, as a guy who likes to know how things work, when you say,
right.
let me look, let me see, what's happening to you during that time?
Well, so obviously, you know, the listeners can't see me right now, but when I'm doing a psychic reading, I actually spend most of the time with my eyes physically closed so I can use my clairvoyant gifts and see better psychically. So, you know, when I'm looking at the physical realm, it can be a little bit distracting. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking psychically and seeing what the guides are communicating with me. Sometimes it's through pictures or impressions. And then I'm also just using natural intuition as well as getting feelings and senses from them.
Okay. Well, let's see what you can do for Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN.
Great. Hey, I didn't really have a question. I'm very curious about all this. And I just want to know, what can you tell me without me asking you any questions?
Okay, sure. So whenever someone calls in, they don't have to have a question. I can do what's called a general reading where I just look and see what their angels and spirit guides want to say to them. So I'll do that briefly here. Well, the messages from your angels and guides right now are very much that they have been actually wanting to reach out to you, and so it's no coincidence that we're talking right now. They've been sending you lots of messages, and I want everybody listening to know that angels and spirit guides are constantly communicating with us through the world around us, meaning they communicate with us through things we hear, things we see, numbers, animal messengers. So your angels and spirit guides have been wanting to give you messages and establish a line of communication. If you want to learn more about how this works, you can read my book about angels. But essentially, they're talking with you a lot, and they also want you to know that you're very telepathic, and that means that you receive information through your thoughts. So to pay attention to any recurring thoughts, feelings, or messages that you're receiving.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty interesting. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Kathy. Let's get right to Mary. Oh, what? That's not Mary. There's Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN.
Hi. I just got a phone call, and my daughter is in a very, very bad situation right now, very stressful with her husband. I just want to make sure that she's all right.
Okay. All right. Let me look here. Okay, so the angels are talking, and they're saying she is, you know, she's all right, but part of this is stuff that she needs to go through and learn as a soul through this incarnation. So it's important for you to, you know, just know that she has to deal with the things that she has to deal with. And one of the best things that you can do is ask angels and spirit guides to help. So rather than worrying about it, which is, you know, what we typically do when there's something that we're stressed out about, we worry, to ask for help instead. And this is important because whatever we put out there into the universe actually puts energy into that. So if we are worrying about something, it's almost like praying for what we don't want to happen. So even though your daughter
is, okay, is she safe? Is she safe tonight?
I'm getting yes, but again, asking the angel for help, and especially Archangel Michael. He's the protector. So ask him to help her on your behalf.
Is her husband going to hurt her?
I'm getting that she's going to be okay in the sense of the bigger picture, but it is important for her to get the protection that she needs and to not accept things that are unacceptable and to put herself first. I know this is hard.
But she's safe tonight. He's not going to hurt her.
I'm getting in the bigger picture, she's safe. She may have something that happens, but she will not be, you know, in very big danger. But again, it's important for her to do what she needs to do to get in a better situation overall.
Okay.
And asking the angels to help will be a big step in that direction.
Good luck, Mary.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Real quick, we can get to Barbara. Barbara, you're on WGN.
Good evening, everybody. How you doing?
Good. We only got a minute, Barbara, so what's your question for Laura?
Okay, I just lost my mom and my dad within, both of them within 15, 16 months together.
Oh.
And on a daily basis, if you can reach out and let me know that they're okay and they're at peace.
Yes, they're at peace, and I'm getting they're trying to send you signs and messages that they're okay, and one of the ways they're doing that is through light fluctuations. So if you see lights kind of dimming or brightening. That's them trying to say hello. They are sending lots of love to you, and they're showing that they're spending quite a bit of time around you. So if you feel their presence sometimes, it's likely that they're there with you in spirit.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
All right,
you're
Laura.
You're welcome.
Barbara, thank you very much. Laura, this is fascinating. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but if people want to get a hold of you, they can go to healingpowers.net and set up a time to talk to you there. Also, follow you on Twitter at ThatLauraPowers. On Instagram, it's LauraPowers44, and Facebook, it's Healing Powers, and they should pick up your new book, Supernatural Survival Guide. It was very nice talking to you tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you as well. That's Laura Power. She is a psychic and a clairvoyant and very, very